Recording in progress.
So we're here on Daf Mem Beis, and we had, if you recall, a requirement of Hamtana Shlosha Chadoshim, and Rava insisted that this is not based on the drasha of Lahavchin Bein Zerash and Nizra B'Kedusha, etc., etc., that the Shechina requires that you know who the father is in order to create a full-fledged yuchsin, but rather Rava says we're worried about a host of different possible scenarios in which there would be a violation of arayos. That was the thesis of Rava that we learned about yesterday. And we pointed out that even in the case of a ger and giores, who now became gerim, she and he, they need to wait 3 months until they get married or consummate the marriage. And this was applicable even though there was no actual gzera as Rava formulated the gzera, but nevertheless there was a problem of yibum. Because Yibam only applies to two brothers from the same father after Gerus. So we have to know exactly who the father is. But again, we know who the father is. There's only one possible father, but was he a Jew or a non-Jew at the time that he fathered this child? And Nafkamina is going to be for Yibam. Okay, Masiv Rab Chananya. I think this is where we got up to. We'll say 20 lines down from the top of the Amud, the first word in the line is S. And then you move across and you'll see Masiv Rav Chananya. Yes? Okay. So Rav Chananya is now quoting a braisa. Bekulon, in all the women, regarding all the nashim, sha'asru chacham linase, olis yabem, right, because we require that havchan of 3 months, ani kori bahem mishum takonas erva. So far it sounds like Rava. It's a Takanas Erva. But then the Braisa says, Vekan Mishum Takanas Vlad. What is the difference between Takanas Erva and Takanas Vlad? Again, Rava is saying that in all the cases, we have a problem of erva. And that's what's the background and the motivation to the Chachamim to establish the requirement of Hamtana Gimel Chadosh. In all cases, that was Rava's position. The Braisa, though, gives a limit and differentiates. And says that Kan, there is an exceptional case where we're not bothered at all, we're not worried about Takonas Erva, but rather Takonas Vlad. What is the word Kan referring to? So I'm going to suggest the following possibility, and I don't know, Don, I think you may have the art scroll, is that possible? No, you don't have it. Is there anyone who has the art scroll? No, no one. All right.
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have it, Reuven?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to tell you what I think is pshat in the word kan, and you tell me what Dr. A says about kan. I thought that the word kan was a reference to a ger and gioris. And the Gemara is asking the following. According to Rava, that there's a problem of erva in all cases, even in ger gioris, why does the Braisa say kan mishum takonis vlad? Kulu mishum takonis erva. The requirement, the takana of shlosha chadoshim amtana, because of erva, applies straight across the board to all cases. Why does the Braisa have an exception to the rule in the case of Khan? So now I turn to you, Reuven, if you could let me know if Art Scroll has a different interpretation of the word Khan.
So, it doesn't look like the note here it really explains Khan at all.
Well, does he just, in the translation itself, even before we get to the note, how does he translate the word kan? Does he just say here?
But here, regarding the decree postponing the remarriage of all other previously married women, it is enacted as a remedy for the child.
Oh, so wait a minute. So then, Reuven, we're going to have to backtrack a little bit. So again, what's Bakulon?
So Bakulon, regarding all the Avamos, upon whom it was decreed postponement of Yibam, or remarriage, I proclaim the decrees to have been enacted as a remedy to Erva, transgression.
Go on again. Now repeat the.
And then the Gemara, Bakan Mishum to Kanat Valad, but here regarding the decree postponing the remarriage of all of their previously married women, it was enacted as a remedy for the child.
So let's just think about that. So what is this Braisa saying? That in Yibum, right, we're worried about Takonis Erva. So let's go through it again. If the Vlad is indeed a 9-month Vlad of the first brother, the late brother, then we have an Erva situation when Shimon marries this woman who was married to his late brother Reuven. She had Reuven's child in her body. So therefore, she's Eishes Ach Shelo B'Mokom Mitzvah. But in all other cases, the Braisa says, when we require Amtana, and we're not talking about Yibum, then it's Mishum Takonas Havlat. Okay, so that's not my pshat about, about the case of a Ger and a Gioris. He's talking about all cases of a woman getting remarried, after the loss of her husband or the divorce from her husband, and the requirement of waiting three months of Havchana. And all those cases, the Braisa attributes to Takonis Vlad rather than Takonis Erva. And that is a contradiction to Rava, who assumes that in all cases, Hamtana was established by the Rabbanon as a requirement to avoid Takonis Erva. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to try to defend Rava and reinterpret this Braisa in a way that the Braisa could be reconciled with Rava. And the Takana to require Amtana of 3 months is always based on Erva, on Takonis Erva. Hai Mishum Takonis Vlad. So what does it mean when the Braisa says that the reason why she has to wait 3 months is because of Takanas Havlad. The Lo Lifka Bahu Erva. Which means, again, like we discussed at great length yesterday, that a brother should not come to marry a sister. So what does this mean here again? Let's see it. Hi, Mishum Takanas Vlad, Dlo Lifka Bahu Erva. Having trouble with this. So what are the two categories of Nashim here? It says that there's one category of Nashim, Mishum Takanas Erva, and then there's another category which is not Takanas Erva. Well, what is he referring to? What are the women that fit that second category of Takanas Vlad? Because he's saying that Takanas Vlad is the Lo Lifka Bahu Erva. So what is this second category here? Of Kan Mishum Takanas Vlad. Is there any note there, Ruvain?
So the note here in the article is the remedy for the child is that he will not inadvertently transgress erva prohibitions such as marrying his sister or marrying his brother's wife outside the context of Yibum. The point of the other decree, however, is to shield the principles of the marriage, i.e. husband and wife, from erva and transgressions, and that's Rashi said.
I don't follow. I still don't. It's still not sinking into my head. Can you read it one more time? Just the last sentence. Sure. Just the last sentence.
The point of the other decree, however, is to shield the principles of the marriage. And in parentheses, i.e. the husband and wife, from erva transgressions. And you put that he quotes Rashi, the article quotes Rashi.
To shield the husband and wife from erva transgressions. Let's see, maybe Rashi in the original would help us. Let's see. Bekulan ani bekori ben, says Rashi, kol anoshim sha'osru chacham linose olus yabim, Kori aniba and takonis erva kadesh lo yovel idei erva. The kan lam tonish ol gimel chadoshim shosu chachom l'shar noshim en kan takonis erva elo takonis avlad lahavchin ben mihu. V'yim Isa d'choshu chacham d'shem Yisa achosum in Aviv ha'nami takonis ervehi. D'lo lifka vlad b'erva. Aval kol shar hanesoros. Okay, this is the punchline. Aval kol shar hanesoros. Ika kakanto. He ubal atzmo de lo lifka be'erva. I'm going to just take a look. You know, in the back of the Masifta, I have a section called Biur Rashi. Let's see, by chance in a million. It's usually not helpful for me, but you never know. Miracles happen. So we're on Mem Beis, correct? Okay, Mem Beis. No, nothing here in the back.
I mean, isn't this all if they attribute the Vlad to the mace?
We're worried about the fact that we don't know whether to attribute the Vlad to the mace or to the chai. Right.
But if by, you know, if it was truly of the mace, then all of the relatives of the Vlad, I mean, whoever he married and such, would be mutter to his stepfather in a sense. So we're trying to avoid the case where, you know, his stepfather, whether or not he is his stepfather, mistakenly, you know, marries his, you know, daughter or granddaughter or something because they attribute it to the mace. I mean, isn't that what we're trying to avoid?
Right, but what I'm trying to figure out, maybe you could help me here, Steve. The Brisa differentiates between two categories, and I can't figure out what these two categories are all about. There's one category called Takonis Erva, and the Chachamim are worried about if you don't know who the father is, then you don't know who your sister is. This woman that you're marrying might actually be your sister. You think that you were born to the second father, but really, in truth, you were born to the first father, so that if he has a daughter, right, the late father has a daughter, you might come to marry her thinking that she's not your sister when she really is your sister. That's one category. That's called Takonas Erva. Then there's another category called Takonas Vlad.
Right, and I think that's...
Well, what's Takonas Vlad? What is that referring to?
So that's to avoid not the Vlad marrying somebody that he's not supposed to, but his parents. We have to know who the Vlad belongs to so his parents don't make a mistake.
Well, again, so a woman got, what happened? A woman, tell me the whole story. She got divorced and now she got remarried within 3 months. Is that it?
Yeah, or, right.
So what?
The husband died or she got
divorced.
So
what's Takonis Vlad? You mean, Takonis Vlad meaning that?
So, the Vlad grows up, has children of his own, or gets married. So the question is, could, you know, like his mother-in-law now, theoretically, she could be mutter to his mother's new husband.
because that's not his father. We don't know it, but I think that's who we're trying to protect. We're trying to protect, you know, this second husband from making a mistake. And I think that's how they're differentiating it. One is, you know, for the child itself, and that's the Erva, and then the Tikkun Vlad is to protect the father, potential father.
Well, you would potentially mean a Suffolk father, right?
Right. So I think that's why they're differentiating between the two. So we have to be definitive about really who is the father of this Vlad so that the father doesn't make a mistake.
But well, what happened to Takana's Erva? I mean, why do we have to go beyond? You're saying that there's another issue involved, but why isn't it sufficient to just focus on the issue of the child? He doesn't know who his father is, therefore he doesn't know who his sister is, and he might marry his sister, his paternal sister. Why isn't that sufficient? Why do you feel compelled to add Takana's Vlad, as you say, some problem with the parents themselves?
Right, because I think that's a concern, right? I mean, we're focused so much on the child himself, and we're not focusing on his other relatives. But now we also have to consider, I mean, I think that's just what they're trying to do, is trying to separate that, saying that instead of just concentrating totally on the Ervas to the Vlad, we've got to worry about, oh, there's potential Ervas for, you know, this father, Suffolk father, he could, in error, you know, marry somebody that he's not supposed to. So I think we're trying to separate the two.
Or doing Yibum when he's prohibited from doing Yibum.
Well, that's the son, no?
Right, the son.
Right, that was...
No, I'm sorry. One second. That's the brother. In other words, wait, one second. I got a little confused here. If the surviving brother wants to marry this woman as a mitzvah yibum, under the assumption that this child is a ben sheva l'sheni, that's the yibum issue that we discussed. And really, he's not a ben sheva l'sheni, he's a ben teisha l'rishon, hence it's eishes ach, he's marrying the wife of his brother without a mitzvah yibum. That's clear. I thought that even in a case of other women who are not Yevamos, and there's no mitzvah Yibum, a woman gets a divorce, we have to worry about the fact that she may be pregnant from her first husband. And then the child, once again, might come to marry his own sister. I know Steve is introducing some sort of an additional erva, possible chashash of erva, of a violation of erva, with regard to the parents themselves, but I didn't understand why we're compelled to go beyond. You know, I'm always happy with what we have. Let's go on, because I know the time is getting late, and I wanted to accomplish a little bit more. I'm hoping that it'll clarify itself as we go on. So Bishlema Tamtin Shnei Chadosh V'Tinyosei Lo. So we understand that 2 months would not be sufficient. Dahinu Sveika, right, because if she'll get married after 2 months, we still don't know whether the baby that she gives birth to, you know, 7 months later after she gets married, is his or his, you know, who's the father. Ibar Tisha Lakama, Ibar Shiva Labasa. Ella, Tamtin Chodesh Echad Vitinose. Why do you require 3 months? Why isn't it enough 1 month? Because after 1 month, if she gives birth seven months later, then there's no such... The Gemara assumes, I mean, today it's not so, but in the Gemara's time, there was no such thing as a viable child after 8 months of pregnancy. And therefore, we know for sure that the child is the son of her previous husband. Is Tamtin Chodesh Echad Viti Nase? So a woman can only give birth to a preemie after 7 months, or a full-term baby after 9 months. But there's no such thing as a woman giving birth after 8 months of pregnancy. Ila Shiva Yolda is high bar Shiva Labasrahu. But Ila Tamya Yolda, high bar Tisha Lakamahu. We could determine who is the father by waiting X number of months until she gives birth. If, after her second marriage, she gives birth 7 months later, then Hai Bar Shiva Labasrahu. It can't be that this son, this child, is a child to the first husband, which would mean 8 months of pregnancy. Sharei Hanolad Lishmona Chadoshim Eino Yochel Lichyos. Again, just in broad terms, it means that the baby would have been suffocated the last month. But if the baby lives another month, it will not be suffocated, it will survive. Ve'ilatamya Yolda, if 8 months after her second marriage she gives birth, Hai Bar Tisha Lakamahu. She waited 1 month after the death or divorce of her first husband, till she got married to the second. Then we assume that this Vlad is a Vlad Ben Teisha Larishon. In any event, we always can guarantee ourselves with certainty about who the father is. So why not just require waiting 1 month? So the Gemara says, no, there's still a problem. We don't know who the father is. De'inami l'tamya yolda ikol emeima debasrahu. Even if you're going to say that she gave birth after 8 months of marriage to the second husband, that doesn't prove for sure that the child is a child to the first husband, because it's possible that the child is a child to the second husband. And if you'll ask me, so how could she have given birth after 8 months of pregnancy, meaning since her marriage? Dilma, Ishtahuye Ishtai Chodesh Echod V'Iaber. It's quite possible that she did not become pregnant immediately after her second marriage, but rather a month went by before she became pregnant, which would mean that the child born 8 months after the marriage was born 7 months after the conception and is indeed the son of the second husband. Therefore, we don't allow a 1 month waiting period. That's not sufficient because we still don't know who the father is. So the Gemara asks, "V'tamtin shnei chadoshim u'mechtza v'tinase?" Why do we require a full 3 months till she gets remarried, to allow her to get remarried? Why isn't 2.5 months enough? And the Gemara explains its question now. De'ila Shiva Yolda, if she gives birth 7 months after the marriage to the Sheni, then for sure we know that this baby is the son of her second husband. Because it's 2.5 months after the death of her first husband. So it'd be 9.5 months until the birth of this child. Therefore, we have to assume the child was a 7th month baby to the second husband. So again, the Gemara is assuming that there's no such thing as a birth beyond 9 months. Ve'ilas shito palga yolda, let's say she gives birth 6.5 months after the second marriage, is hai bar tisha lekamahu. So it must be that the father of the child is the first husband that died. Because Ibar Basra, who if this child was born to the second husband, Ubar Shitu Palgalochai, the child cannot be viable after 6.5 months. That's no longer true today. So 6.5 plus 2.5 is 9. So 2.5 should be enough to determine with certainty who the father is. So the Gemara answer is, Inami Lashitu Palga Yolda, even if she gives birth after 6.5 months, Ikala Meimar Debasrahu, it still is possible that the father is the second husband, even though the child was born 6.5 months after the marriage to the second husband. The Amar Marzutra Filu Leman the Amar Yoledes Letisha Eni Yoledes Milimakutoyim, but Yolda Leshiva Yoledes Limakutoyim. So what's Mekutoyim? So we're talking about a man diomer, apparently in a view in Masechet Nida Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, that when a woman gives birth after 9 months, she will not give birth Limekutoyim. She will not be able to give birth to a viable being, unless it was Shlemim. Shlemim is the opposite of Mekutoyim. It was complete 9 months. Each month is comprised of 30 days. But Yoldo L'Shiva, Yoledes L'Mekutoyim. So I think Mekutoyim here means 29 days. I'm not sure. Shenemar, it says with regard to the birth of Shmuel HaNavi, Vayihilis Kufos Hayomim, and then it says, Vatar Chana Vatelid Ben Vatikushmo Shmuel. And we're going to dash in the words, L'Tkufos Hayomim, Miut Tkufos Shtayim, Umiut Yomim Shnayim. So whenever you have a plural word in the Torah, you always assume it means two, because that's a minimum. We always take the minimum. So the minimum of Tkufos Ishtayim. And the minimum of Yomim Ishnayim. Right, so Yomim means 2 Yomim, 2 days. Now we divide up the year into 4 Tkufos. Each Tkufa is 3 months. So after 6 months and 2 days since conception, the mother of Shmuel gave birth to Shmuel. So we see that a child that's born after 7 months could be a live, viable child even before she had 7 full months. So it's possible that the Vlad was born before a full 7 months. V'tamtin mashu. Let her wait a week or 2 weeks with Tinose. V'chimolu shlosha chadoshim libdika. Alright, so this is already... Let's take a break for today because it's getting late. And we'll make a note. We're up to V'tamtin mashahu on Membeis Amid Aleph. So where are we on the page? Let's count. From the bottom of the page, I would say we're about 15 lines up from the bottom. V'tamtin mashu. Okay then, so let me wish everyone a great day. Thank you so much.